Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Justin Gaston, and you are listening to Pam and Don.
Hello, and welcome to Tuning Into TV. I'm Don Mack, and I'm here with my wonderful co-host, Pam. Hey, Pam, how are you?
I'm good. Can I just do a Madea and say, hallelujah, it's summer?
Well, you can. You know, I'm not a fan of summer, so it's kind of like I kind of have the similar feelings that you do about winter and all the snow and ice that you get.
Mm-hmm.
So here we get so much humidity that I'm just really not a fan. It's just really about all summer's good for in the South is staying indoors in the air conditioning. So, you know, or going to the beach. Now, I will put up with that to go to the beach and feel the beach breeze and be in the ocean and all that stuff. But other than that, I like for summer to kind of skirt on by, because then fall arrives and the holiday season, and you know how I feel about all that.
Yada, yada, yada. And guess what? It's a good thing you live there and not here, because with my walking every day, twice a day, I come back totally drenched. From the
really
heat, but you know what? It doesn't faze me a bit.
Well, that's great. The crazy thing is that we're really having an odd year in general. We had no snow, which is not uncommon, but we're now into, you know, what, the middle of June, and we really haven't had any humidity to set in yet. And the temperatures have been running like 70s, low 80s. We've not had any 90 days yet, which in June, the humidity is usually full press on and the temperatures are like in the low 90s, and it's just miserable. So I'm enjoying it for as long as it's willing to hang around. But it's
been great. We've had lots of 90s. Already. So, but the weird thing is, I mean, the humidity actually hasn't been that bad, except there's been a couple days where it rained for a total of like 5 minutes, if that.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then you know what happens after the rain, right? The
humidity
kicks in.
Yes,
so
indeed. That's crazy. That's just crazy. It sounds like our weather has just kind of flip-flopped, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, on that note, are you getting much smoke from the Canada wildfires?
No, we had last weekend, we had a couple days where they were talking about it being not good breathing weather and that you should stay inside, and you could, you know, kind of see the smoke a little bit, but it wasn't too bad. The East Coast is getting it worse. Like, even you're getting it. I can't even believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. Yesterday and today, we were at a code orange. And you know, that's pretty high. I think the highest is code red. So orange is just one notch below that. So it's been crazy. I really just try to stay indoors as much as possible. So I think someone was telling me that, or maybe I saw this on the news or something, but they were saying that, like, with the air quality being what it is, it's like the equivalent of smoking 6 to 11 cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know, as far as affecting your breathing and so forth.
I'm
not a smoker, so I really can't.
People don't realize that, you know.
Yeah. And the air pollution from that, from, you know, I imagine even once the smoke is gone, it will linger in the air, I would think, you know. But we've had rain for a couple of days, so I think that's helped to minimize our air quality numbers and lower them, which they say that's the best thing that can happen when you have all this going on. So hopefully it will clear up sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, can you imagine the people in Canada if we're getting it this bad down here? I mean, poor New York. Nobody better be out in New York right now.
No.
They're in the red zone.
I know. And I was seeing images from that. I think you sent me a couple, too. And it's just horrific. I mean, you just look at it and go, wow, is this even real? Because it's just not something you see every day, you know? Well, we're going to shift gears because we know people didn't tune in to listen to us talk about the weather.
Nope.
Although it is interesting.
But you never know.
Well, but it's interesting because how different parts of the country are getting certain things than others, and how weather is so different everywhere right now. And it's kind of really not the norm if you think about it. But moving forward from that, we are here because we have a wonderful interview lined up for you today. And Pam and I could not be more excited to bring this interview to you. And it is with the incredibly talented and handsome Justin Gaston.
Actor and musician and singer-songwriter.
Yes,
and
indeed. I mean, he is just so multi-talented, and I had such a great time speaking with him. He was just such a delight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't name anybody that we've spoken with that we didn't like, you know, but there's just some that are, how do I put it? Because I don't want it to sound negative.
Right. No,
Let's just leave it at this. He was fun.
Right.
Yeah.
He was a lot of fun and very personable, and we really enjoyed chatting with him. So, and you will enjoy listening to the interview as well.
Yeah. And he stars in God's Country Song, which premieres on PureFlix on Friday, June 16th. So be sure to check that out.
And we are so very honored to bring your interview with Justin Gaston.
Enjoy the show. And thank you so much for calling in today. We do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule and your little birthday party. I'm so sorry we interrupted that.
No. It actually hasn't. It's like we're actually waiting. So I was waiting outside anyway, so it's perfect. Now I have a reason to go in the car and be cool.
A little warm there today?
It's pretty warm here in Tennessee.
Oh, my gosh. And then probably humidity, too, right?
Yeah, I don't miss that. I grew up in Louisiana, and I do not miss the humidity. I was in L.A. for forever. Well, we still kind of are. We're back and forth, but not something I miss about the South, although I do love the South.
I'm in
North
Chicago.
Carolina. We have humidity, and Dawn is in North Carolina, so she knows too.
Yeah.
But right now it's really weird. It's like Pam and I, our weather has flip-flopped, so now I'm not getting much humidity, and it's like a late, you know, like a it's just spring is hanging on. By now we're usually in the throes of summer, as you know from living in Louisiana. You know how that is when the humidity creeps in; it's over and done with. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll go ahead and start out with our first question, which is our typical question because we get such interesting answers and sometimes funny answers. I don't know. But how and when did you decide you wanted to be an actor?
That is a good question. I did not want to be an actor I'll try to make a long story short. When I was in high school, I auditioned for I didn't audition. There was like this modeling, like runway show for St. Jude's, like just at the high school that they were doing. And from that, I ended up getting signed with like a local modeling agent who took me to Dallas. And then when I was a senior in high school, I got signed to a modeling agency in New York. And I played music, like I played at church, and I wanted to do music, but I remember, like, moving to New York and, like, modeling, and, like, I was I was like, no, I'm not even doing commercials. Like, I don't want to do it. I mean, I didn't say I was terrified, but now I know I was, like, just scared to do it. and so I moved to L.A. Like, I just turned 18. I moved to L.A., and I ended up doing this singing show called Nashville Star. And when I did that, I got signed to UTA. And And yeah, I just started going on auditions, and it was kind of this thing where I was like, I didn't realize I was doing it. I was like going on auditions, but I was like, no, I'm not an actor. Like, I don't want to act. I just do music. And I ended up like, that's kind of how I got started. Like, I kind of got tricked into it, and then I like fell in love with it. Cause I like really just wanted to do music at first, but they just go so hand in hand. Like, even with God's Country Song, like, it's, you know, I got to audition and play music and act. And so it's like, especially something like this movie is like the absolute best for me, because I get to do music, but also get to act, which I absolutely love now too.
Well, speaking of acting, there are so many soap opera fans out there that recognize you from your roles on Y&R and Days. And as Pam and I know, it's a lot of work to be on a soap, but what was fun about being on either soap?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it was so much fun. And, you know, my wife, Melissa, has been on Young and the Restless she just had her 10-year anniversary. So, I got Days, I can't even remember now, but so when I was on Days, funny, oddly enough, I auditioned for that like so many times, and I basically was like supposed to be a musician from the South. Like when I tested for the role, like, so the funniest thing is like, I went in and I was like playing the character for a couple weeks, and I was like, I was super young. Like, I was like, oh, I wonder if I'm ever going to like play music. And I guess like, I didn't realize they had like changed the character. And then they, you know, they ended up like changing to Robert Scott Wilson. Cause I think they just ended up, you know, but I like, it makes sense now. I was like, man, this guy actually isn't a musician. I loved working with Kate Manzie on that. I loved working with everybody, you know, Missy Reeves, her daughter, Emily, and I still do music together. So it was really just a lot of, you know, great things from that. And then Y&R was just great, because I know everyone so well and have been around everyone for so long that and you know, my wife and I met on a movie, so it was like, that was doing Y&R was like the first time since we met that we worked together again. So it was just really fun to get to work together, and no one was like able to kiss at that time on any of the shows because of COVID.
Yeah,
so it would have been a really weird wedding had Chance and Abby not been able to, you know, kiss at the end of their vows.
Well, and by the way, when they cast you in the role opposite of your wife, I think Pam and I were just so staggered, like, please, please make this permanent, Y&R, because it was just so perfect. And, of course, you know, we all knew that you were married, you know, in real life. And so it was just great to see the chemistry, natural chemistry, but also the chemistry that you both portrayed as characters on screen. It was just great. And so suffice it to say, we were a little bummed when we found out that it was short-lived, but it was great. We really loved you in that.
Oh, thank you. Well, Connor's a really good guy, so I'm happy for him. You know, he's playing Chance now. I think he's doing a great job, but yeah, I mean, it would have been a lot of fun to keep going.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, nothing against Connor at all, but you just fit perfectly. I don't know. I guess maybe because
you
were married. I don't know. You're a good actor. I mean, you know, it just all came together.
Thank you.
So we know that you sing and you competed on National Star, but I recently read an Instagram post where you said you and your wife Melissa recorded a Christmas album, but you didn't release it. And I want to know why not.
Funny enough, I was in Arkansas filming God's Country Song, and I was just looking at like old pictures of us for some reason. Like, I had Googled, I was trying to find like a picture of us to post. I don't know. I guess I was just sad and missing my family. And so I came across that picture of Melissa and me, and we didn't actually record a Christmas album. It just, to me, like, looked like an old Carpenters record. And it was just weird, because I had never seen this picture before. I'm like, first of all, where did this even come from? Why do we look like we hopped like right out of the 70s like era? And if I ever do another, like, actually what I'm going to probably do is make a Christmas song that fits that picture and have Melissa sing on it and like release it this Christmas, because it's
there
just too good of a it's too good of an album cover to not use it.
Absolutely. And Don and I are huge Christmas music fans as well as Christmas movies. We have another show that we do called Christmas Movie Spotlight, where we talk about new Christmas music and the new Christmas movies that come out every single year. And we go from October to January, and we interview the actors that are on these different Christmas movies. So, yes, you need to do that, and then we'll talk about you on that show.
yes. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I did a Christmas song for a movie that Melissa and I did actually a couple years ago, and it was called Wish for You. And the movie was Christmas Sitters. But I love Christmas music. And then I have a few other Christmas songs. I did a Christmas song with my friend, but we can talk about that some other time. But all that to say, I love Christmas music, and I like, one of my best friends who I'm actually about to release a song that he just produced. It's called The One, and I think it should be out Friday, the 9th. But he and I like grew up in Louisiana together, and he lives here in Nashville. And so he generally produces like all the stuff that I do. But he and I are like have always been like avid like Christmas movie, Christmas music. Like in high school, we were like blaring Bing Crosby. Like no one else was probably doing that in high school, and just like singing at the top of our lungs. So we have like plans to just make a lot of Christmas music. So I would love to come back on and talk about it.
Oh my gosh. We would love to have you back on for sure. Speaking of writing songs, you co-wrote a beautiful song called Who Am I with Rick Siebold. And how did this come about? And please share with our listeners where they can find it.
It's funny because I wrote that song. Rick's a really old friend too. One of my like oldest friends, and he and I wrote that song in 2019. My dad had just died, not that long before. So the song's about my dad. It was just kind of this thing. I had this idea like I just had. I don't know if he had passed away yet or not when I originally had the idea for the song, and I think when we wrote it, he had passed. It was just kind of like, I have no idea, like, who I am outside of, like, the confines of having parents my dad and I talked, like, hours a day on the phone, like, especially when I'm in L.A. because you're just sitting on the freeway. So, like, you know, he was, like, one of my best friends, like, aside from being my dad. So it's like, that's kind of the idea of the song. I don't know who I am without you. And so, yeah, you can find it on Spotify or iTunes or Amazon, any of those. And it's under Siebold and Oliver Copeland, which is like another band that I do for more like TV and film sync music. Mm-hmm. And that name is like Oliver and Copeland are both of my grandmother's maiden names. So it's like a weird band name, but I just like it.
Oh,
it works. It works.
That's
there's
right.
There's a lot of names
so
out there. I mean, you could name it Jelly Belly and people would listen as long as the music was good, you know.
There is a thing of Jelly Roll now from what I hear.
Well, when you're getting ready for a role, whether it be in a movie or on a TV series or such, are there certain procedures that you need to do or you don't feel ready?
Melissa and I, we talk about that because it's kind of this thing as an actor, you know, especially, you know, you'll audition and do all this stuff, and then you get the role, and you're like, awesome, and you're like, oh, wait, can I do this? You know, it's like, so I feel like there's always that, I don't know if it's imposter syndrome or what, but, like, it's just kind of like, it's the same thing when I'm going to perform, like, you know, there's kind of like these nerves, and it's like, wait, do I know this song? Do I know how to play this song? Which is just, like, kind of self-doubt, and then, it's similar with acting where you just kind of show up and your muscle memory, like, fortunately kicks in, and then, like, all the nerves go away. But I think for me it's just especially with this role in particular, was really nice because, you know, we started off with the music. So I came to Nashville. I was in L.A. and, like, flew out to Nashville and recorded several of the songs with Melissa and Andy Sheridan, who wrote the music for the movie. And so it was really good because it was that pre-production phase where I was able to, you know, sit there with Andy and Melissa and kind of be like, you know, what does this guy sound like? Like, who did he listen to? Yeah, so it was like this really good segue into like who this character was like musically. And then like before I even like dove into like his sort of family history and all that. But you know, Noah's it's a complicated guy. He leaves home young, similarly to me, but he like goes off to pursue this country career, but it's against like his father's like wishes, and you know, just has a complicated history with like loss of certain family members, and there's a lot of like hurt between he and his dad. So, you know, it was sort of like I'm similar to Noah in a lot of ways, where I left home, you know, from the South. Noah's from Arkansas, so sort of left to pursue a dream, but you know, all that to say, there's a lot of like dynamics to Noah because his relationship with his mom is great. I know I'm digressing, but you know, it's like figuring all that out, and then and sort of like tying that to the music, and then it's interesting with a musician also because it's like you sort of have the character of Noah. So even things when you go down to like the wardrobe, it's okay. Well, what does Noah dress like? And then what does Noah dress like when he's on stage? Is he the guy that, you know, which I was able to do with Jason, the wardrobe stylist? It's like, you know, what does he dress like? Does he dress the same on stage as off stage? Is he just a trucker hat with like a t-shirt? That's you see what you get. And we sort of like decided, no, like he's a bit more of like a 90s country like fan. So he's cowboy hat and like, you know, pearl snap shirt, a little more like traditional country in the way that he dresses. But you know, all, and then you dress like that and it sort of helps you, you know, you walk out on stage and it's a lot easier to get into character because you've done all that work, like, the, you know, beforehand.
Yeah, and for the listeners, you are referring to your latest project, God's Country Songs.
Yeah, sorry.
And that's okay, and I have a follow-up question about that. And what was it like, because you perform quite a bit of the music in the movie, I mean, you're all throughout. And, I mean, it's like it's bridging the best of both worlds for you, I imagine. But the music aspect, since that was kind of your first love in life, what was that like for you to be able to finally do that in a movie?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. I've played like musicians in the past. Like I played, you know, Uncle Jesse and I did that in the Lifetime movie. And John Stamos played, which was an interesting, because you're playing, you know, like all kind of two different people again. Interestingly enough on that, like I've done several projects like that where they weren't able to use my voice like for certain legal reasons or like, you know, they just, whatever. I don't know what the reasons are, but so this was fun because I was able to go in and like record all the songs that I sang, that I'm actually like, when you see me on stage, like, you know, that's me singing, obviously not live, but you know, some of it. There's a couple of scenes where I'm supposed to be like really inebriated and so, you know, he's not supposed to be sounding that great. So they were like, just sing, you know, which is funny because it is hard. Like it's harder than you think, like when you're a singer to like sing off key, it's almost like you have to put more effort in to be like, because like how off key do I sing? Like how drunk is he? Like, you know, like so things like that. But it, you know, it was a lot of fun to be able to sing the songs myself, and it also helps because it's just a little easier in the sense of like I'm not having to match up to what someone else has done. Like I sing the songs; they're sort of the way that, even though I sang a little differently as Noah than I would myself, like I'm really in tune with like the phrasing, and so it's a little easier to like lip sync to all the songs because it's me.
Mhm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, God's Country Song will premiere on PureFlix on Friday, June 16th, and we love the trailer. As soon as we saw it, we said, we have to talk to him.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great movie. Pam and I cannot wait to see it.
Oh, it's
what would you like the audience to take away from it?
I think a good thing to take away from this movie in particular is just God's love for us, and no matter where you are in life, like, it's never too late to sort of turn your life around and head back in the right direction. It just, for Noah, it took a finding out that he had a son that he didn't know about, and that was sort of his like pivotal moment in life. Like, what am I going to do? What choice am I going to make at this crossroad? And so I think, like, when you are presented with that, just like, take courage and know that God is for you. And that's what I would take away from it.
Yeah. Just from the previews alone, it just looks like, viewers are really going to love this movie because it's a story I think that many will be able to resonate with. It's relevant. But it's a great, beautiful message. I think that kind of just from the trailer alone, I was like, wow. So we are excited. We're looking forward to it, and it can't get here quick enough, to be honest. So.
Oh, well, thank you so much. This was so much fun talking.
Yeah, and we've got one more quick little thing we're going to do before we wrap up, and
right.
We like to do a little five-question lightning round. It's super quick.
Oh, man.
All fun.
No pressure.
No pressure, no wrong answers. So I'll kick it off.
Let me
What's
get
your
my brain
current...
ready.
It's all right. There are no wrong answers, so just whatever pops in your head. What is your current favorite song?
Oh, my gosh. The first one that comes to mind is, I'm just going to say Gratitude by Brandon Lake.
Oh, that's a great one. What is your favorite vacation spot?
Right now, Palm Springs with my family. And just being in a pool and the girls just having the best time in the world.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite holiday?
Christmas. Come on.
I feel like I knew the answer, but I had to ask anyway.
Yeah.
Do you prefer to cook, or you guys cook, or order takeout?
That's a complicated question. I love cooking. Like, if it's a gumbo or like something like that, like, I love doing that. But like going out and getting sushi or something with the family, I don't know. It depends on the situation, but both are amazing. If I'm like, you're asking me and I have to answer, probably going out to eat.
And neither one is wrong, let me tell you.
Neither one's wrong.
That's right. And the last question, would you prefer to read a book or watch a movie?
Again, these are complicated. I'm going to say watch a movie, but I do love reading, but watch a movie for sure.
Well, see, that was very quick and fast. I think you probably are the only person that's ever nailed the lightning round in less than 2 minutes. So,
oh, right? I was nervous.
No, you did great. But thank you so much for playing along. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and definitely thank you again for calling in to speak with us. We truly appreciate it. We look forward to your movie. Maybe we can catch up with you again during Christmas time when Don and I do our Christmas show. And we wish you and your family many blessings.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Now go enjoy your party.
All right. Hopefully we'll talk soon. All right.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Tuning Into TV, where we feature interviews with actors from television and movies, both past and present. Be sure to follow us on social media at Tuning Into TV, and that's with the number 2, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And be sure to also check out our website at tuningintotv.com. That's the number 2, tuningintotv.com. And feel free to drop us a line with questions and comments at tuningintotv@gmail.com. Again, that's with the number 2.
And thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more to come.